What is your God's name? Part 71. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you have a question or just want to know something, share something, or maybe want to find out about the books that I've been writing, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international 0722 367 124, 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here on the right hand side, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. You're so very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, all the studies that you are currently busy with. Please don't miss the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. It's so important for the end time that we are living in. Share this link with your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Hallelujah. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people, which is of course the Israel Vision, the Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventists. We are not a church organization. We are only an end-time Bible study group. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you, in the name above every other name, the name Yahashua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off last week. We are currently busy with the study about the name of Yahashua. John 14, verse 13. And whatsoever year, even this 21st century and beyond, shall ask in my name. Is that N-A-M-E? No. We were conditioned to all our lives to think when the Bible talks about His name, it's N-A-M-E. No, there's a name. I have a name. My name is not N-A-M-E. No, my name is Hannes. And whatever you shall ask, even in this 21st century and beyond, shall ask in my name, the name Yahashua. That will I, Yahashua, do, that the Father, Yahweh, my Elohim, may be glorified in the Son. That glorified surely must be a capital G. May be glorified in the Son. Who's the Son? Yahashua. Now there he explained everything. Actually, if we read that scripture, we cannot read that scripture without using the name of Yahashua physically. And the name of Yahweh physically. Verse 14. If ye, even the bride, today in 2026, shall ask anything in my name, what name? What name? Yahashua. I will do it. Whatever we ask in His name, if there's 50 people standing there, I say, name, raise your hand. Nobody's going to raise their hands. But if I say, Peter, everyone that's named Peter, raise your hand, there's going to go two or three hands. So the name is a reference to someone which identify the person who has that certain name. According to the above two scriptures, the answer to our needs is to know the original sacred Hebrew names. Listen to what I've just said here. According to the above two scriptures, the answer to our needs when we pray is to know the original ancient Hebrew sacred names. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, I just want to say, it's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible, because in that it was made corrupt by Wes Cartonard, because he talks about Jehovah and God and Lord and Jesus and Christ and all these things as in the other Bibles. There's no sacred names in it. According to the above scriptures, whatever we ask the Father, that's Yahweh El Elohim, in the name of the Son, Yahashua, this the Father shall do. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. What name? The name Yahashua. I'm sure by this time you've learned to flow in the revelation name. It's not something that's funny to you anymore or scary. It's something that you became used to. It's getting more and more finding entrance into our mind, our soul's dimension, in our person. Now we understand the reason behind the effectiveness of our prayers. Listen, our prayers can't produce positive results before it was ignorance of the real name Yahashua. Ignorance is something that we didn't know. We didn't know. Up till 16, 17 years ago, I didn't know anything about the names. And from there on, it took time to get used to it. But the more that myself and Pastor Rico, my wife, got busy with the revelation word, the more it just opened unto us. It's like a flower, just opening more and more, and we understood the slewness of Satan with all these Babylonian created Baal God names that was introduced to the Protestant Bibles. Now it says here, now we understand the reason why the effectiveness of our prayers. Our prayers couldn't produce positive results before of the ignorance of the real name Yahashua. See how the following scriptures confirm what has been said. John 16 verse 23. And in that day, yea, even as part of the brother of Yahashua, you must wash my hands as well. And in that day, even as part of the brother of Yahashua, shall ask me, that's Yahashua, nothing. Verily, verily, now Yahashua swears. He says, verily, verily, I, Yahashua, say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father, that's Yahweh, in my name. What name? I can't hear. Yahashua. He will give it to you. You see how this affects our prayers, our prayer lives. What is prayer? It's conversation. The more a son and a father have conversation with each other, the better relationship there is. And that's why conversation is so important. Also in a marriage, if there's no conversation with a husband and a wife, you are heading for a divorce case. Because in the days as referred to in the scripture above, we will not use the Roman Catholic pagan God's name, but the name of Yahashua. And the reason behind this is that we walk in this light of the revelation names. We do what? We walk and we live in the light of the revelation names. Ancient Hebrew sacred names. Hallelujah. If it was good enough for the ancient Hebrew people, it's good enough for me. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 4. In the name of Yahashua, when ye, even the bride of Yahashua, are gathered together, and my spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, with the power of Yahashua, which is the Son. And immediately we notice the Roman Catholic creation names, which are substitutes of the original sacred names, as it was known by Jaffa and his disciples. Now I'm going to read this with the Babylonian names add to it. It's 1 Corinthians 5:4. In the name of Yahshua, our Lord Jesus Christ. So it says, we'll say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is Yahshua. When ye, even the bride of Yahshua, are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. It sounds so flat. It sounds so flat. Especially when I read it with the revelation names. In the name of Yahshua. When ye, who are gathered together in the Ruach HaKodesh, with the power of Yahshua present. Hallelujah. Does that make a lot of difference? Certainly. Immediately we notice the Roman Catholic creation, the names, which are substituted to the original Hebrew sacred names, as it was known by Yahshua and his disciples. Yahshua and his disciples didn't know the names, Jesus, God, Lord, and all that, because that came later, only 200 years after Yahshua ascended into heaven. Between 100 and 125 AY, then only did the Greeks create the LX, and there they introduced the Greek names, the Roman Catholic names. 1 John 3:23. This is his, Yaffa, our Elohim's commandment, that we, as part of the bride of Yahshua, should live on the name of his son, Yahshua. Hallelujah. And love one another as he, Yaffa our Elohim, gave us commandment. Now I want to read it as it is written in the 1611 King James Bible. This is his commandment, that we should believe on Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. Does that make sense? No. But understanding the revelation names. And this is his, Yaffa, our Elohim's commandment, that we, as part of the bride of Yahshua, should live on the name of his son, Yahshua, and love one another as he, that's Yaffa Elohim, gave us commandment. Hallelujah. Have you noticed that to use the original sacred Hebrew names is not just to request by our Father, but this is one of the New Testament commandments, that we should love one another in the revelation names, not pagan names. The above commandment of Yaffa our Elohim is the New Testament is so important that he again confirmed it in the very next scripture. 1 John 5:12-13. 1 John 5:12-13. Verse 12. He, even in the 21st century, that had the Son. Now you must listen to this. He, and I want to say she as well, even in this 21st century, that hath the Son, that's Yahshua, hath life. And he that hath not Yahshua, that says this in brackets, the Son of God, has no life. Come on. The Son of God? There never existed something like that. Because the name God comes from Kyrios. Theos. The Greek word Theos, in the 2nd century, that became God. There was nothing like that when Yahshua lived. He, even his 21st century, that hath the Son, Yahshua, has life. And he that hath not Yahshua has no life. There is so much written in the above scripture that had been said. Let's look at the scripture again, and we find these texts, that he or she who has the revelation name of Yahshua has eternal life. And the opposite is also true. He or she who does not have the revelation names of Yahushua does not have eternal life. The Bible states, I, Yahushua, know you not, so depart from me. What? He says it. I know you not. Why? Because you were worshipping me in Babylonian names. Now, in the time, there's something called ignorance. We lived under the banner of ignorance. For 60 years, ignorant, I didn't know. My father and them didn't know. Our predecessors didn't know. We haven't written the Bibles or did reviews in the Bibles. So how would we have known? The Bible says we know partly, but we shall know in full. As Yahweh will reveal the word unto us. So we were functioning under grace of ignorance. And that's why many miracles happen in the name of Jesus Christ. When I even was a pastor, miracles happened in my life where I didn't pray in the revelation names. I was functioning under the church banner, under church laws, not knowing everything, not knowing 1% of what I'm knowing today. And we were led by the dogma and theology of the denomination in which we worship and where we functioned. We did not know. So there is grace for those that does not know. And at least is trying. And that's why the Bible says we will be part of the guest at the marriage occasion. That's why Yahushua said to the guy on the cross, on the right hand, verily, verily, he swears, today I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise, third heaven. It's not the honeymoon suite. They're all going to be at the wedding occasion, but they are not bride. And that's where the difference comes. The following scripture written below is for the reader. After reading it, you will be so kind to give me your feedback. Alright? Think about this. Verse 13. These things have I, Apostle John, written unto you, even the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century and beyond, that believeth on the name of the Son of Elohim. He says, the Son of God. That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of Elohim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so much about this scripture. I just want to read the scripture again. Verse 13, and you must read it again and again. These things have I, Apostle John, written unto you, even the bride of Yahushua in this 21st century and beyond, that believeth on the name, not N-A-M-E, of the Son of Elohim, the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and ye may believe on the name of the Son of Elohim, the name of the Son. What's the Son's name? Jesus. The name Jesus is just over 600 years old. Did you know that? Well, I've said it 1,000, 2,000 times already. Go to AI and just ask the question, when was the letter J created? In the Greek and Hebrew alphabet. It will tell you, 1624. So it couldn't be Jesus 2,000 years ago. It couldn't even have been Isis, because Isis was the sun god. And in the 2nd century, when the Alex was created, the Greek Testament, New Testament, Alex, L-X, was created, then they brought the name Isis, I-S-I-S, instead, which is the sun god, Nimrod, Raz, Rias, Isis, instead of the name of Yahushua. And for 1,400 years, the Catholics worship the name Isis, until they created the J in the 16th century, time of Protestantism, to create the name Jesus. So Jesus is just over 600 years old. He's not my Savior. He hasn't got holes in his hands. He was not pierced with a sword. Yahushua is the one that's got the holes in his hands. You see how they bring a replacement. It's called replacement theology. And then they present it as if it is the only truth. I'm just going to read the scripture and then we're going to continue. With these things, I, Apostle John, written unto you, even to the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century and beyond, that believe on the name of the Son of Elohim, that you shall may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of Elohim. The truth about the scripture is the fact that it has been written nearly 2,000 years ago. Just look at the statement in the scripture. These things have I, Apostle John, written unto you, even the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century and beyond, that believed on the name of the Son of Elohim, that's Yahushua, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Having the name gives you eternal life. Yes, for the people unknowingly having the name Jesus Christ, give them eternal life, but they don't become bright. Why not? Well, John 3 verse 1 to 12, Yahushua told Nicodemus, you must be born again out of the water and the Ruach HaKodesh, in the name of Yahushua, to forgiveness of your sin. Now look at the scripture, Acts 2 verse 36 to 41. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures. Acts 2 verse 36 to 41. There 3,000 people are baptized or immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of their sin. Go look at Galatians 3 verse 26 and 29. Galatians 3, 26, 29. Go look at Romans. Romans 6. Verse 1 to 12. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Go look at Acts 19 verse 1 to 8. Where people were immersed. That was baptized or immersed by John the Immerser. In the name of Yahushua. Go look at that. The promise. Now I just want to read this. The truth about the scripture is the fact that it has been written nearly 2,000 years ago. Just look at the statement of the scripture. These things have I, Apostle John, written unto you, even as the bride of Yahushua, in the 21st century and beyond, that believe on the name of the Son of Elohim, Yahushua, that may know that you have eternal life. Have you got eternal life? Yes. You can have eternal life going to the third heaven, which is paradise. But don't you want to be in the honeymoon suite? I want to be part of the bride. Hallelujah. The promise of eternal life in this scripture is not for every religion and creed. No. It is only for them who know and understand the name of Yahweh our Elohim and the name of His Son, Yahushua. Hallelujah. Verse 13, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of Elohim, that's Yahushua. The last part of the scripture confirms the fact that eternal life is only in the name and not in any other name in this world. The guy hanging on the cross, he wouldn't have called Yahushua Jesus. Just the fact that he called him Yahushua. Just the fact that he addressed him as Yahushua already promised him eternal life. He knew about Yahushua, but he didn't know Yahushua. And you can't really be saved just knowing about Yahushua. He must know him by his name, by the facts. And that's what happened on the cross. That sinner was hanging there for hours next to Yahushua before they died. Today, I promise you, very, very last at you, today you will be with me in paradise, third heaven. But he cannot be part of the bride of Yahushua. John 17 verse 11. And now I, Yahushua, am no more in the world. Listen to this. But these, that's my bride, are in the world, and I, Yahushua, came to thee. Yahweh my Father. Holy Father, keep thou thine own name. Listen to this. Keep thou that on our own name, that's Yahweh. Those whom thou hast given me, that's Yahushua, that they, that's even the bride in this 21st century and beyond, may be one as we are one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In other words, what is Apostle John saying here? He's let me reveal myself unto them. So that we, myself and the bride, can become one as we, the Son and the Father, are one. They're not three. Bible says there, you can read John 17:11. He says they are one. After reading the above scripture, we now fully understand why the Son Yahushua proclaimed that he and his Father, Yahweh, have the very same name. They are one. Yahweh, Yahushua. The S-H-U-A, Yahweh, Shua. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. So the Father became the Savior and the Redeemer. He says, after reading the above scripture, we now fully understand why the Son, Yahushua, proclaimed that he and his Father, Yahweh, have the very same name. They are one. And according to the scripture, this place to us, his Father, is that the bride should also be one as they themselves are one. In the following part of our study, we'll see how the Father now declares that he and his Son have the very same names. We must just remember that we are still busy with the study about the Godhead of Yahushua. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Can you remember it? Yes. It says here, Yahweh declares that he is one with his Son Yahushua. In the previous part of the study, we discovered how the Son Yahushua has stated that him and his Father have the very same names. That is as clear as the sun shines. Now in this part of the study, we shall find how the Father Yahweh will demonstrate that he and the Son has the very same names and they are one. Exodus 3 verse 14. And Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. We already know that Yahweh our Father spoke to Moses, declaring to him, I am that I am. Which we through study discovers that it was only a reference referring to him as the Almighty One. When he said, I am, it's not his name. I heard so many pastors and theologians stating the statement that the Father's name, I am. I am. It's not I am. It is a reference to. 1 John 4 verse 12. No man has ever seen Yahweh Almighty at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. So where does Father Yahweh function? In my soul's dimension. You remember that we started the study about the Godhead of Yahushua. I said that no living man or person could see the face of Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, and still be alive. The above scripture has just confirmed that fact again. No man had seen Yafa at any time. Can I read it again? 1 John 4 verse 12. No man had ever seen Yafa at any time. If you love one another, Yafa dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No man has ever seen Yafa at any time. You can't see Yafa and live. You remember the demonstration with the water? Although the scripture says that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Yahushua. No, the fullness, you can't put all the water in the empty glass. This glass will just explode. This body, Yahushua, will just explode. But I just put a bit of water in, the right hand, the authority of power. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. And who was the right arm of Yahweh, the authority of power revealed in Yahushua? When the Ruach HaKodesh came down from above, the voice said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Then he received the right hand. He couldn't absorb the fullness. But the scripture is not lying when he says that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Yahushua. It means the fullness of what this little body could absorb, which was only the right hand of the Father. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to stop right here, and if his Father's will, then next week we're going to continue on the scripture. It is so very interesting. I trust that this study has been a revelation to you, and more and more and more, the word is just opening unto you. Blessings, if his Father's will, till next week. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.